Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. Yeah, yeah. ABC Radio Perth.
I do believe it's time for The Thrilling Miss Trilling on ABC Radio Perth.
Hello, Miss Trilling.
I am really looking forward to this.
Now, I can tell you, without knowing what that was, I had a pretty strong idea that we'd be talking about Philip Glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Philip Glass. This work combines his music with this Mancurian theatre maker, Phelan McDermott's theatricality. Phelan McDermott, I hadn't heard much about, but boy, is he a big deal in the world of theatre and opera. He's really a pioneer of improvised theatre,
yes,
but has gone on to be this incredible opera director. In fact, he's here in Perth off the back of a season directing Philip Glass's Akhenaten at the Met, and I had a quick look at it, and it is a visual feast. He fell in love with Philip's music as a student in London, and he told me this incredible story about going to Covent Garden and seeing Akhenaten in the 80s and seeing Philip Glass and kind of following him, desperately wanting to say hello to him and ask him a question. 30-odd years later, he did ask him a question. He asked him to collaborate on a big scale. Mm. I had a chat to him earlier today.
I mean, in a way, the big ask is, will you collaborate with me in a room? I'd worked on his big operas and I'd got to know Philip, but in a very, in a way, a more traditional way where the composers composed. But I wanted to see if I could get him into the room. Philip had never seen me perform on stage, didn't really even know that I performed on stage, I think. So I was basically asking him to collaborate on a piece where I told stories, and some of those stories are about him and his music and how it's inspired me, and some of them are my childhood stories about my dreams about theatre.
Your work is Tao of Glass.
Taoism is a thing that's interested me for a number of years. It's a belief system about how life has a kind of underground way that is trying to unfold itself, and can we as human beings align ourselves with that, listen to that? And then there's some big issues going on in the world, and I would say that that's, some of those problems are caused because we're not connecting to what the Tao, which is nature, life as it wants to unfold, is. So the show is about maybe having a plan of how things will happen. There was originally going to be a show which was an adaptation of a Maurice Sendak piece, and the Tao decided that that wasn't going to happen, and this show is the show that unfolded from trying to follow what really was trying to happen.
And there's a piece called Maurice in the show. Tell me about that.
It's the story of me and Philip. We were going to collaborate on adapting In the Night Kitchen, which is this beautiful storybook that some people may know. And Maurice, he's most well known for Where the Wild Things Are. And this was a much more personal book that was his favourite book. And I went out to meet Maurice, and Philip and him had been talking about making a piece.
And he's quite a character.
He's an extraordinary, eccentric character. Sadly, no longer with us, which is kind of part of the story, in that because Maurice was excited about this thing happening, and then he said, you know, gotta do it before I die, and then sadly he did, and consequently that project never happened. So this is a project that kind of grew from the empty space where that project didn't happen.
You ended up spending a number of days with Philip, a series of workshops. He made a surprise appearance in Manchester where this work premiered. Mm. How is he present on stage, or what is his presence on stage?
You know, as I said, I asked this question of would you collaborate with me, and we did spend this extraordinary week where Philip was almost like a kind of, if you think about like a mentor who challenges you, he was at the piano improvising whilst I was storytelling, and these 10 pieces of music got created in a week. So, you know, a man in his 80s far more energized than I was. And then there was this discussion about, you know, I'd had this dream about me and him on stage together, which I was nervous about asking him, but I'd suggested it. And he said, "Ooh, we've got to solve how I can be on stage with you, because there's no way he's going to be, even if the show goes to different places, he's not going to be on the road with me. But he might turn up at certain points. But there's a question of how we solve Philip being on stage with me. And I would say, come and see the show and you'll see how we solve that. I don't want to spoil that for the treat. But it's Philip's solution of how we put him on stage. And it's a very beautiful and poetic solution that he's come up with.
What did Philip have to say when he finally saw the work for the first time?
After we'd done the show a couple of times, he came up to me and he said, "You know what, I know In the Night Kitchen didn't happen, but I think we've made the show that Maurice really wanted."